everybody. Welcome. This is Tambourine Borelli, your host of 2012 Journey to Evolution. I'm so excited to be here live this week. It seems like it's been forever. I've been out on the road doing workshops and seminars and having the fly archives. So Lord knows I love the live show. And here we are. We couldn't be more live today. I'm so excited to introduce my guest this week because, you know, out of all the topics, the three different aspects of this radio show, which is the soul psychology, the evolution frequency having to do with the healing, and the esoteric library, it's really cool when I can find people that resonate with the type of balancing, some may call healing. When I find someone that actually does the type of work that I'm into, it's just cool. It's just exciting because I know that this type of balancing is all over the world and expressing through all sorts of people who are frequency specific to evolution and us coming into balance with the highest version of ourselves. And today's guest is absolutely doing that. I met Dr. Matthew Howe when I was presenting at the Body Mind Spirit Expo in Seattle about a month ago or so. And in between, I think it was after I presented, I was walking around to all the booths and his company had a booth there. And so, you know, my friends that I was with, they were like, oh, this type of chiropractic is phenomenal. You have to experience it. I'm like, yeah, I'm always game. I laid down and Matthew worked on me, I guess if you could call it that. And it was so profound in the sense of he barely touched my body and it resonated with me. It was so familiar to me with the type of work that I do that I could tell it was the signature of it was so familiar to me. As he engaged this type of modality with me, I began to breathe deeper and access levels of release that I knew absolutely had everything to do with what he was doing. And I thought that he would be a brilliant guest for the show. I just want to briefly just say a couple things in regard to his background. He went to the University of South Florida in 2001. He majored in biology pre-med and graduated magna cum laude. He went to Life Chiropractic College West in 2005 for chiropractic and also graduated magna cum laude. He was certified in network spinal analysis in 2006, 2007, and the highest level in 2008. Just to have a word in regard what network chiropractic is, it says, whatever your concerns, health challenges, or goals may be, whether you want to relieve pain and revitalize your body, empower yourself to break through stress and unhealthy habits, or greater quality of life, knowing that there has to be more than this. It says, discover how to effortlessly release tension and heal your body, to transform your relationship to pain and stress, and behavior patterns that limit your future. Awaken your spine and body-mind to a state where gratitude, joy, and bliss are as natural as breathing. I think that's beautiful and a great introduction to Matthew Howe, DC. Thank you so much for coming today.
A pleasure to be here, Tambourine. Thanks for inviting me.
We're going to have some fun.
Excellent.
Okay, so that was just a brief explanation, but I really would love to hear from just your own mind in regard to how you got introduced to this type of work and, you know, just what is your thought on exactly what you do and if you could explain it to the listeners in a way that they could understand.
Let's see. Well, start from the beginning, shall we?
Yeah.
I stumbled into this, and I will use the word stumbled into because it wasn't a conscious choice of mine. Something was guiding me through it.
Right.
When I was mentioned that I went to University of South Florida, pre-med,
yeah,
thoroughly determined to become a doctor, and yet completely disillusioned to the path of Western medicine. There's amazing things that can happen with it, and yet I found that through my own health, my own path through that, which I incorporated a lot of just different medicines, like psychiatry, no one could figure out what to do with me,
mm-hmm,
that I started getting a sense, maybe there's something more, and maybe it's not going to come from the outside. Maybe there's something in me that needs to be unleashed.
Right.
That needs to be just accepted and moved forward so I can use that resource from the inside.
Right.
And so, long story short, a friend sent me off to this one chiropractor because I was blessed, in addition to having the anxiety, they diagnosed me schizophrenic. I had what they would call IBS and all this other stuff now. I mean, it's like, whether it was the body or the mind, everything was just great word you used earlier today.
Kenny Moffitt! I love it!
Do our listeners know what cattywampus means? For the definition, let's ask Dr. Matthew Howe.
All the himbo and in chaos. And it wasn't okay with the chaos either.
Yeah.
So this friend, because I was also blessed to have some shoulder pain, come up, sent me up to a chiropractor. And I said blessed to have shoulder pain because if I hadn't had that come up and hadn't gone to see this chiropractor, what happened next wouldn't have followed.
Right.
My anxiety dropped precipitously. My digestion improved dramatically. My
right.
outlook on life began to look up. It wasn't a gray cloud over everything. I could see a little silver lining on pieces.
Yeah.
It wasn't the end of the road yet, but I could see there was more.
Right.
Long story short, 2 years later, I was actually looking up some things on the internet because I was still not sure where I was going to go.
In regard to your career.
In regard to my career.
Yeah.
After that, I started knowing how much power the mind has over the body and started focusing on psychology. Right. And I became a drug rehab counselor. And then became thoroughly disillusioned as to meeting the mind at the mind.
Yeah.
You can try to talk things enough, but there's something within us that keeps perpetuating the pattern. And this is exactly what brought me into network years later.
Right.
But ended up in chiropractic school because I finally looked up the philosophy. On a whim, my chiropractor had been telling me for 2 years, you should be a chiropractor. I'm like, yeah, right, I don't want to be a mechanic.
Right.
Because as soon as you say the C word, the chiropractic word, people get a certain image.
Yeah.
They have this idea, and that's, you know, like they twist you around, crack your bones, and then you got some back pain, you're feeling better. It's like a mechanic.
Right.
And that can be good work, but it's not the whole
picture.
No. It developed at the end of the 18th century by this amazing man, D.B. Palmer,
mm-hmm.
who was looking at how can you reconnect the physical and the spiritual in this world so that we can heal, live, and fully express our divine essence from above, down, and inside out.
Right.
And so, you know, that's just the big picture that finally got me into chiropractic school.
Right.
Drove across the country from Florida to California to go. Still not quite sure why I was going, other than something like, I should check this out.
Right.
Stumbled into Network Club. There was a club actually devoted to this amazing technique
mm-hmm.
at school. It was one of those sort of under-the-radar clubs.
Right.
But it was there.
Right.
And from the get-go, I was watching what you were experiencing and what you were seeing
mm-hmm.
while you were on the table and
right.
catching people who, before they even touched the body was rising up towards them like it was trying to greet them.
Right.
Watching these movements occur, it's like the body was adjusting itself. And from so little, like the amount of force you'd use to touch a baby's eyelid.
It's true.
And so, years later, I'm practicing in Ireland, and I had flirted with network. I hadn't committed to it because it seemed a bit strange.
Right. Now, just if we could just tell people what's strange about it. What is the difference between network chiropractic and what they would experience when they go to their neighborhood chiropractor?
Totally. Network chiropractic, also known as network spinal analysis today, is what makes it truly unique is that it helps that innate intelligence within you, that wisdom, that spark within,
mm-hmm.
to become empowered to heal the body from the inside out. And by using so little force, I mean, it's literally, like I mentioned before, like a feather.
Right.
But it's enough to greet the body and have the nerve system itself begin to wake up, find the parts that work, find the resources and the gifts you have inside of you, and begin to learn new strategies, new techniques from the inside that help you to use it to not only release tension, but for those patterns that have been there a long time, you know there's some wisdom in it.
That's
right. Be able to focus that energy in, to build the tension just to the point that it can become strength and allow you to break through to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So that eventually the old habits, patterns, and conditionings that were wired into your body, mind, neurology, and heart can dissolve and you can effortlessly express who you were born to be.
Now let me ask you this, because in my experience with this frequency that I work with, which, by the way, I believe it's all the same frequency intention, you know, here and available for us, all those who are making the choice to evolve mm-hmm. to the highest version of ourselves, I think they're all called different names to the extent of the different people who have volunteered to express them and to administer them. So, having said that, what I began to realize is that the frequency was able to balance and release to the extent of the individual's unresolved issues or their resistance to letting it go.
That's a really interesting train to go down, because that resistance we have is the reason why I've seen so many folks on so many beautiful paths. There comes a point where they hit that wall inside of them,
yeah.
And it's like it's hard to go beyond that. You can clear so much around it, and yet there's that core that anchors in.
Yeah.
And that's truly what led me into doing network care.
Yeah.
Was I was working with people in Ireland doing, I'd say, more traditional methods, but let's face it, knowing me, mm-hmm. it's still not very traditional. I was doing some amazing work, but people would still, they'd heal to a certain point, mm-hmm. but there was that core, which is that no-go. Even
right.
myself, in my own process,
right.
found that there was a point that even the master of the work, who I was studying at that time,
yeah.
would work on me, and I could feel myself beginning to resist. Because
yeah.
there was that core of no more.
Right.
Because we kept focusing on releasing the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We kept focusing on fixing the problem. Whatever it is, in,
right.
in whatever terms we use to integrate that frequency or to release that so we can express our highest good, it was still focusing on, and here's the block between it and that.
Yeah.
And with network, truly what we're working with are these things we call spinal gateways.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a doorway between your physiology, your psychology, and your energetic bodies.
Mm-hmm.
A place within the spine. Truly, it is a part of the body.
Right.
But it develops beyond that, where all of your resources are focused.
Mm-hmm.
We focus on helping to build that. It's part of the paradigm called reorganizational healing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to fix you, you're not broken.
Right.
You just haven't been very resourceful.
Right.
And you didn't know. Most of that resistance you feel when you talk about
mm-hmm.
is in the unconscious.
Absolutely.
And it's that unconscious is governed through the reflex pathways of the spine.
Okay, so this is interesting. What you're saying then is, say if, you know, I have no problem going really bananas and just like nuts in terms of subject matter that conservative people would just, it's totally like fairy dust stuff, right?
Totally.
Okay, but really, in all honesty, it's rooted in quantum physics. So
oh, yeah.
there is scientific anchors to these ideologies.
And even beyond that, we did a research study through the University of California Irvine's Medical College
mm-hmm.
on 3,000 people who were under network care
mm-hmm.
who were receiving this. And at that time, it was network chiropractic. Part of the research study is why we shifted it to why it's network spinal analysis today, because
mm-hmm.
there are parts that will be up and beyond what we could technically be licensed as chiropractors to do.
Right, that makes sense.
We still need it for the foundation, but there are parts when there's really nothing wrong still to work with, where the body can continue to evolve.
Right.
When I say body, I mean the whole kit and caboodle,
yeah.
the person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being able to take things even before they occur
mm-hmm.
and respond to things that normally would have been traumatic
mm-hmm.
and integrate it as a gift in the moment. The spine can structurally adjust in that moment. The consciousness can expand to levels that have been previously unknown. It's amazing. And yet it's, yeah, we've had research on it. We're continuing to do it. I was actually a part of the research study that they were just doing last February at a program called the Transformational Gate.
Right.
Where we have this amazing and a bit insane researcher from the University of California, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And this amazing Swedish guy running around and just putting all these probes and EKGs and different measurements on people to see what's going on.
Yeah.
You can watch his brain trying to grasp it while he's getting the experience for himself. It's fascinating.
I love all that.
But yeah, I mean, there's this beautiful philosophy. And there's also when the rubber meets the road,
yeah,
it delivers the goods. And that was the last piece that got me to shift over into doing this. Because I was a sucker for a great ideology.
Right.
I also wanted a great reality.
Right.
And so for me, when I started going on the table, I made myself a research project with an end group of one. Just means that I had to try it for myself first.
Right.
I actually got to feel what I had been promised by so many things.
So let me ask you this in regard to that.
Yes.
So where does personal responsibility of owning your own unresolved issues come into play, and how does it relate with this?
100% it relates. There is definitely a huge role for that. There's these different seasons within our life and our healing journey.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time of discovery where we truly see how we've avoided pain, how we've moved away from problems.
Right.
There's a time of transformation where we take accountability and move forward,
right.
knowing that any problem is not a problem. It is an opportunity.
Yeah.
So that we can become more and more authentic and develop that strength.
Right.
There's a time of awakening where we expand beyond the self and offer what we've learned as a gift to others and truly realize that there is no me, but a we. Yeah. And we participate in that dance, but with the accountability we've gained from the other levels and with the depth of appreciation and compassion we gained from experiencing our own sorrow.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Because what I've learned in just my experience with this work, with the psychology, with the healing frequency, and then the quantum physics, how it all plays together based on just what I've experienced. It doesn't mean that it's the ultimate truth. It's just my experience. What I've noticed is that if you engage a person when they are at the point of readiness and willingness to be in a transformational period, they are willing to look at their dark shadows, they're willing to go into the basement, see what they're still holding themselves in contempt for, right? Mm-hmm. Identifying what that is, owning it, saying, that's mine. It's not my mother's, it's not my father's, it's not my lover's. This is mine. I came in with it, and I forgive myself forever believing that about myself. And then in that identification and owning it, it begins to unwind and unravel in the DNA to allow it to come up and out of the body. So aids such as this type and your type of assistance can really come in and meet them halfway, because that's what I mean about personal responsibility. Yes. There is, in my experience, there has been no magic pill.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that you take this or I can do the whammy on you in my mojo and all of your unresolved issues that you came here in the first place to resolve yourself disappear. I haven't experienced that.
And frankly, it doesn't exist. Because
it does not.
There has to be a level of accountability. If we keep looking for the magic genie, we'll stay stuck in that time of discovery. We may have a perception that goes out of that awakening period, but it's disconnected from the congruence with our authentic reality.
Right.
We truly need to be able to find those things that support us.
Yeah.
And then from that, be able to move forward. However, there's also a necessity to be in those times that we go unconscious, because by bringing consciousness to it, by discovering how we checked out and how we tried to avoid accountability, it gives us that much more emotional fuel to get up and make the change.
Yeah.
And without that, it's just the mind trying to change the mind, and that doesn't always go very well. We need that feeling. We need to go, pardon my language.
Oh, no. It's all right. I believe in complete freedom of expression.
Is there a 5-second delay?
Actually, it's a lot better than my favorite word. It begins with an F. But we're not going to go there right now.
You hit the wall enough times, it rhymes with that word. You get stuck enough times. You're like, I've done this again. Everything that tried to fix me, everything I thought could fix me,
right.
It can't.
Right.
Because I participate in this experience. But by the time they get to that point, when you hit the wall enough times, there's enough wholeness. There's enough of a me there. Mm-hmm. There's enough integrity in the structural and the system, in the emotional and the mental, that you can begin to really look at it, recognize I am not my problem, I am not helpless, I am, however, really freaking stuck.
Yeah.
And it's time to say never again.
Yeah, for the last time.
Yeah, and that's what we call the transition between the first level of network care and the second one, between the time of discovery into the time of transformation.
Nice.
Discover enough, and then you get fed up and ready to make a change.
That's true.
And that's also the point that the beginning is about connecting and releasing, connecting and releasing. There's a point you can only connect and release so much before you have to look at it again and go, it keeps coming back. There it is. My vertebra keeps moving that way. My posture keeps going that way. The emotional pattern keeps going that way.
Okay, so then would you say, if that's the case, say someone keeps coming, their body keeps trying to go into that limited holding pattern, right? Then would you say that it's something that they have not identified, that they are not being able to see, and because they cannot see it, they cannot own it, and if they cannot own it, they can't consciously release it? How do you view that?
The one word that I have a different opinion on is own.
Yeah.
Because many of us like to, we own, and there's a point we have to take accountability for.
Yeah.
Once we own something, it's ours.
Yeah.
And you don't always want to keep it.
We
will fight for things that we own. We will fight for the things that are us. We have wound them into our sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
And so once it's a part of our sense of self, the sense of self is just a defense pattern to avoid the pain of feeling like a nobody.
Let me explain to you so I'm clear with what I mean when I say own.
That's why I'd love to just hear that again.
Absolutely. When I say own, it means all the time that I was not ready to take responsibility for the patterns in my life and my emotional addictions, I spent my life
blaming other people and making other people accountable for my reality. When I owned my part in the fact that I am a powerful being creating everything I'm experiencing, that's what I meant. It's not my mother's, it's not my father's, it's not anyone in my life.
Yes.
But me, I created this to come in and polarize it.
Mm-hmm.
Polarize the negative and the positive right into the middle of the magnet so I can command that it unwind up out of my body. Not that it's mine and mine forever and a part of my identity, but it's mine enough to say, you know what, I take responsibility for it, and now because I have the power, I can release it from my body and my experience.
Yes,
yeah,
100%. When someone gets that point, nothing can stop them.
Right.
That's when I shift hats from being the doctor to being a coach. That time of transformation and support them 100%. And when they start to drop, I can help either light a fire under their butt or to get them refocused on what is it you're moving towards. Because you need a captivating future so that whatever you are holding on to drops away as you're reaching towards something even better.
So wait, that's pretty cool. So with network spinal analysis, it's not just an appointment. You come in and get whatever, even if it's not cracked and crunched, even if you just get tapped, there is a support process of a type of psychological coaching?
There is a whole support process and pieces that have woven into it. Network care as it is now, there is NSA, network spinal analysis, and this is the part where the body-mind, the spine and the structure of the body, develops new strategies to heal. It breathes, and as it breathes, it develops better ways to release tension. It begins to oscillate or move the structure of the body in a dolphin-like wave, redirecting tension to blast through old patterns. There's also something called somato-respiratory integration,
mm-hmm.
a series of exercises, somato, body, respiratory, breath, integration, bringing it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like awareness Olympics.
Nice.
Through the 12 stages of the healing process that we've developed. You know, depending on where a person's consciousness is at, where their awareness of their physiology is at. See, what we found in the research was awareness of what happened in the body was paramount to get the changes in physical, emotional, mental, and quality of life changes.
Give me an example if you can.
Awareness?
Yeah.
Awareness of, it's actually the somatic awareness was the biggest thing. When they were laying on the table, as the breath rippled through them, releasing like tension throughout the entire body.
Yeah.
If someone did not notice that, if they were not aware of that happening, they had less overall improvement in their quality of life factors than those who were. When the somatopsychic wave moved through and their whole body was undulating and changing, if they did not have much awareness and not specific awareness of it, they had less overall improvement in the quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we developed a series of exercises to help increase somatic awareness. Because when you feel your body, you can respond better to it, and when you feel it, you can heal it.
Right.
But most of us are trying to make the change without ever actually finding where the you are here is on the map. And so we keep going in circles. We are transformaholics in Western culture, but without a vantage point of where am I starting from?
Right.
And so exercises to move in, exercises to find the emotional polarities that we continually play out and send on to others, and exercises where we can own, like you just said in that term, where we have participated and been stuck.
Yeah.
Times to just focus our chi and blast forward to bring the patterns to resolution and to experience those non-self states on the other side of all the drama.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to use that to bring gratitude and joy into what could be otherwise a humanless process.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
So there's also that SRI portion, which is very helpful to help bring more accountability, but also that joy of discovering what's within in a different way.
Now say again for the listeners what the SRI part is.
SRI, somato-respiratory integration,
okay.
is a series of 12 different exercises that as someone moves through the healing journey from being disconnected and unaware all the way through to being able to receive the gifts in all things in life and be able to embody that and share that with others.
Mm-hmm. Can you give an example of a particular client story that comes to mind? One that might inspire those to really get the essence of what it is that you do?
I can think of a few. And I'll start with a very physical one,
mm-hmm.
and I'll move into a less. Is that okay? Can I have two?
You can have as many as you want.
Great. Then we'll have fun. One particular patient of mine, and he was truly a patient at that point. We have two different terms, patient and practice member.
Yeah.
Patient is one who is still in that state of suffering and coming in to be a passive recipient in the process.
Mm-hmm.
A practice member is when they reach that point you were talking about, and they start to take accountability and move forward. We then are a coach and support for them. He was still a patient at this point. And he had this radicular or electrical pain shooting down his arm. And it had been going on and on again. We'd see little change, come back, little change, come back. I'd see amazing change in his body on the table, but he'd come back with the exact same pattern in there.
Mm-hmm.
And there just came a point I'd say, dude, something's got to give. I don't know what it is you're doing on the outside or what it is you're not doing. But there's something you have to say to someone right now. There's certain patterns of defense in the body, and this one I just knew he needed to express something, or it was just going to keep coming back to bite him.
Yeah.
And he fought it for 3 months, fought against that. He's like, no, I'm fine, everything's great. And finally there just came a point, we sat down at a reevaluation, this conversation came up again, and he told me, well, really, I think I know what's going on. It's that he was part of a 12-step recovery process, and he hadn't told his partner, his wife, who they had just recently had a child,
wow,
that he had started drinking again.
Wow.
And when that penny dropped, he went home, and he was terrified of it. I mean, it was literally tearing him apart inside, and his body was expressing that.
Yeah.
He went home, came back in the next day, and his wife called me up thanking me
because
he went home and told her.
Wow.
And the pain stopped.
Wow. Isn't that something?
There were echoes of it that came back later because there were still some more things he had to do.
Yeah.
But the dramatic shift from it being this very physical, very real. You know, he'd had multiple spinal surgeries and here it was showing up again.
Wow.
The same energy must be expressed.
Absolutely.
What we repress must express, and if not through us, then others. And so by just the act of acknowledging that, and speaking up and taking ownership of his role in it,
wow,
and making a different choice, his body dramatically changed.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
And powerful.
Powerful and empowering.
Yeah.
You realize how much power the choices you make in life are. And then you have a body that supports that, so that the mind and the body aren't on separate pages,
totally,
but working together as one.
And that we don't have to go to someone to tell us what's going on with our body. It's always communicating with us.
It's always communicating with us. It is speaking to us all of the time. It's just we don't fully understand how to listen to it. We weren't taught.
Speaking of speaking to us and listening, we have Jim from Ohio on line two. Jim, are you there?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, I mean, with your program, it's going to be able to awaken my body, you're saying?
Matthew, you could go ahead and address him.
Certainly. What do you mean when you say that?
Well, I mean, I feel kind of like a zombie or a robot going through my life, you know, pretty much unconscious of really what's going on, and I haven't been able to really change my subconscious beliefs where I can really, you know, find my life purpose and really go for my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if, you know, your techniques, whatever, would be able to help me actually progress.
Very much so. Thank you for the question, Jim. That what you're talking about is something that many people in my practice have seen changes in. They feel like they're going through the motions in life, like there must be something more, and that they have a higher thing they're trying to find, but it's hard to tap into their calling in life. It's hard to tap into the motivation to move forward or to make the change because there's still those parts of them that are asleep and disconnected. So, yes.
Yeah,
definitely.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, can you just briefly go over, like, you know, like what kind of things you will do?
What kinds of things I would do, I would, before I give any kind of recommendations of care, because there is, I would need to actually have a full examination on someone. And so we would be working with their spine, definitely, in ways that help it to begin to reconnect to those patterns that it disconnected from before, the places where it hadn't been safe to really live. And also, there would be some lifestyle coaching, and we'd be giving you certain specific exercises for moving in and connecting to your body. A great thing I would recommend for you is in Ohio, there's a website that has a list of all the certified practitioners in this work around the world. Do you have a pen and paper or computer handy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Great. It's called wiseworldseminars.com. W-I-S-E worldseminars.com.
So, wait a minute. You're saying Wife World Seminars?
He said wise.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Wide World Seminars.
Yes. Through there you can find a certification list of the people all around the United States and around the world. And also you can, through their store, you can get a copy of the book, The 12 Stages of Healing, which can give you some exercises you can use right away to get started on moving in and discovering what's going on within.
Do you take an x-ray or something of the full spine?
Different practitioners have different tools that they use. I primarily do a functional analysis, but there are some practitioners on this who will use the x-ray to get a sense of how the structure of the spine, which is the conduit of the unconscious mind, functions. And so when you find a practitioner, it would be best to ask them these specific questions for that.
Okay. I did have a full spine x-ray done. This was about 15 years ago. And it was for Dr. Lyle Ward in California. And he said that from looking at my spine, he said that, you know, I have a lot of feminine focus or something.
Interesting.
You know, maybe because my mother's side or grandmother or something like that. Do you know anything about that kind of stuff?
I would love to see these excerpts so I can get a sense of what he's talking about. That would be interesting. The curvatures of the spine, you can tell certain things. And so I would love to see the pictures.
Actually, I don't know if I still have them, but I'm just wondering, you know, like these different influences, if they could affect my ability to actually move in the world.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We pattern ourselves after different people, or we mold our body in different ways to express or not express different aspects of our personality that aren't viewed as safe or acceptable. And a lot of us, I mean, I can at least know for myself, you know, when I grew up, being a powerful man was not fully accepted because my mom hadn't felt safe with that. There'd been a lot of issues of abuse and other challenges around that energy. And so I had feminized myself a bit. I'd actually over-exaggerated my lumbar curve. I'd softened any part of me that would be that strong, you know, solid masculine energy. And so I know from myself and from seeing other clients that it's something that can occur. What we cannot fully express ends up in the body.
Yeah, so, I mean, how you grew up in the different situations could affect your spine and so forth and affect how you could really be in the world.
Completely. Even in the womb, the spinal cord is one of the first pieces to develop. And it will entrain or come into harmonic resonance with the mother's heartbeat and her nerve system as she responds to the environment. And so depending on the environment we grow up in, our spine will develop in different ways to match that environment. They found children growing up in inner cities where there's more violence, will actually, their spines will be a little straighter and they'll come out more hardwired with long, like more skeletal muscle and less communication between the hemispheres of the brain so that they can be greater warriors, which in our culture now translates to athletes. Those that grow up in a much more, shall we say, peaceful environment, where, you know, everything is taken care of for the mother and she's able to be at total ease throughout the process, come out with more communication between the hemispheres, a little more tapped into the parasympathetic or peace nerve system. And so truly, whatever happened before we were even allowed to be accountable for it will shape us. Once we discover what's going on, though, then we have the ability to make change.
Okay, so now I had taken an Avatar course a decade ago, and in it they said, just tell us what you're going to do and then do it, and then repeat the process. So I started doing it, and within several minutes, I was actually locked up. I could not move and, you know, just do that simple exercise where I felt other people were able to easily continue the exercise. I mean, would your program help me be able to loosen up, release kind of the analytical mind or whatever,
is very, very common. I'm so glad you mentioned that because truly there's so many things we can do from within the mind. But the spine is the unconscious mind. And if the mind is saying one thing and going on to a higher level, and yet the spine or the structure within is saying, no, that's not safe, it will lock up as you experience. It sounds like this would definitely be some good stuff for you. Thank you so much.
And Jim, if you still have that pen and that paper, take down Matthew's email so that you can continue to communicate with him, and he can assist you in finding exactly who you need to hook up with in your hometown. You want to give him that information, Matthew?
That would be great.
Yeah.
Our email address is info@centeroftheuniversenetworkcare.com. It's possibly the longest domain name in the world.
You got that, Jim?
Wait, info@centeroftheuniversenetworkcare.com.
Yes.
Beautiful. And if you have any other questions, Jim, and you're not sure about something, get in contact with me through the radio station on my email, and we'll hook you up with Matthew straight away. Right now, we're going to take our first break, and we'll be back with Dr. Matthew Howe of Center of the Universe Network Chiropractic. Thank you.
Bye.
having way too much fun on this break. Are we back? Oh, I think we are.
Probably should have recorded everything we were just talking about.
So sorry. We did that last time on one of the last live shows I did. It was so hilarious. We had everyone in the studio just bawling over laughing. And I was like, did you keep that? And I think he actually just told me that he saved it on the archive. So if anyone wants to hear the bloopers and blunders of the breaks, go to the archive and you can laugh along with us. Okay, back again with Dr. Matthew Howe.
Hello.
Of Centers for Universe Network Care. And I'm really interested in hearing another, at least one or two stories of experientially how people, what they experience when they engage this particular modality. Can you
definitely.
Yeah, give us another example.
One of the common things that does occur through network care, you know, is true, the physical is definitely a part of it, yes. But where it's truly known for are the emotional changes that people have as they go through care. Mm-hmm. I have had numerous people who came in just either with crippling anxiety or depression, being able to just see the light on the other side of it. It's our fear of the fear that keeps it alive and causes anxiety. You know, it's depression is not so much a feeling, but the squishing down of what's not acceptable.
Yeah.
And when we're able to actually get the fear of the feeling out of the way, it's amazing how much can change. For example, I mean, a simple, and yet, you know, to me, all of them are beautiful and profound examples.
Sure.
They're all people in the practice. I love them. But one person who works for one of the tech industries in the Seattle area came in also with, you know, quote-unquote, crippling anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was going through care, you know, he was also one who each day he'd come up and go, I don't know why I keep coming in. I don't know what I'm getting out of this.
Right.
I don't know what's happening. He'd hang out in the lobby, talk with people all the time. We'd start engaging more folks. It's just like a joy to be around as things went on.
Yeah.
You know, I was just watching that unfold. But his perception hadn't quite linked up with the rest of that. How can this simple thing be doing so much?
Right.
You're like, I mean, all you're doing, you're just like touching me on the sacrum of the neck. I mean, what are you really doing?
What am I paying you for?
See you next week.
I remember one of my clients had called me a month after I worked on him, and he said, you know, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but my clinical depression is gone.
Yes.
So I think he had it for 12 years.
Yeah.
And a thyroid problem. This is
yeah.
my doctor said. There's
yeah.
nothing wrong with my thyroid.
Yep.
And my deal was like, you know,
yeah.
whether it is or not, I'm
yeah.
just glad that you're feeling better
yeah.
for the first time in 12 years.
A year in, and with this care, they found that, you know, the longer someone's under care, actually the greater the results. It's like a geometric process. The first 3 months is a certain level.
Yeah.
3 to 12 months, it actually can be 3 times more, 12 to 36, 3 times more. It just keeps developing.
Kind of like an onion.
Yeah.
Feeling of an onion.
It's an evolutionary process.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so a year into it, we came in and we had the same conversation again. And I just sat down with him and said, I cannot convince you that all of these things that are happening are because of what's going on in here. It's not my job to. But what I will say is this. Everything you're talking about right now, he was actually moving into more leadership positions, which normally would have terrified him. A relationship had ended. And rather than being going to the same place he had before, he was able to actually see it in a different way and start moving forward. And he was just fully expanding beyond himself into interacting with community in a new way that was beyond what he was even interested in a year before that.
And it seems like interacting like to his highest self, like a higher version of himself.
He was that transition between what we call level 2 and advanced care, or what's level 3, as we begin to move beyond defense into the wholeness
yeah.
of who we are. And that's why it's no longer network chiropractic, but network spinal analysis, because that part is truly wellness.
Yeah.
And wellness not in the idea of prevention, I mean, because that's still based on the problem and fear, but wellness based on increased levels of congruence and wholeness. Wellness being the full expression of physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, being able to fully live it in the world.
Right.
So I'm just told, it's like, flat out, what you're experiencing, I mean, I am not attached to you ever attributing it to this.
Yeah.
But you're a scientist. What you're expressing is clinically exactly what I would expect for this transition.
Right.
And so you can do what you will with it.
Right.
Do you want to keep playing?
Right.
He said, see you next week.
Yeah. Oh,
Save that channel.
So cool. You know, the beautiful thing was, he, actually at this point now, which is about 6 months later, he's beginning to see that in himself, and he's getting excited by what he's beginning to discover now.
Wow.
Somehow in our interaction, it allowed him the safety to know that we didn't have to have a dueling of the minds anymore. It was okay to experience his experience as it is.
Yes.
And so it's fun because now he'll come in or he'll text message me out of the blue with just little things that are happening, different sensations. I'm like, that was really cool. I was like, hey, I felt that last time, not this time. Come on, man, what's going on?
Right.
And so as opposed to just having that resistance, now it's just more of an excitement to what's next.
Right, absolutely.
I wonder what's under the next layer of the onion.
And what's so cool is that it's like that left part of the brain that initially is like the watchdog that really just, especially anything to this nature that is really on the verge of esoteric. You know, anytime you're, you know, barely touching someone, or with my work, I don't touch them at all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That, you know, when the left brain can just sit back and just relax and allow, you know, the experience to happen and whatever is going to happen, that eventually it can be okay with not having to explain and organize and, you know, make sense of something that is every part as natural as breathing to us.
As natural as breathing, indeed. There's some basic defense patterns that we go through when we get overwhelmed. I mean, life goes beyond our ability to adapt.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's physical, emotional, chemical, spiritual, whatever it is, there's a point that we just can't adapt anymore, and parts of us shut down. And one of those patterns, one of those ways we defend ourselves against what we were not fully able to experience is, you know, ever seen Military Neck?
Yeah.
You know, that straightening through there?
Yes.
Do those people seem like they're very passionate or very controlled?
Very,
very much like you're talking about
controlled. Like they can't even pass gas if they want to do.
Exactly.
God.
one of the defense patterns we see, and variations on it, one of them is that complete disconnection through what's called the corpus callosum. It's what connects the hemispheres of the brain. Complete disconnection into either the left or the right hemisphere.
Right.
When it's left dominant, it is control, head over heart.
Yeah.
Feeling is not even optional. They are completely, they know it all, they have it, and they're the folks who, you ask the word feel, and they'll look at you, and the one eyebrow will go out, and they'll look of scorn. It's because there's so much fear around the feeling that they will just control and dominate.
Yeah.
The other side of that, if it ends up being more right dominant, we call it distract and conquer. You ever had those people who you ask them how are, and they'll go about a litany of everything through their day, but it never answered your question? And you ask the question again, but it's just the same litany of this and that and that and that and that.
Yes.
And it's, again, another way to avoid the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Either way, you're not going to feel it.
That's right.
And so, especially that pattern, just that changing alone, people being able to connect into that and release that, being able to connect into that and transform the underlying pattern of it and go to the other side would create such change in Western and global culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In the moment.
In the moment.
In a nanosecond.
Instantaneously. It'd be like a frame shift. And so, yeah, there's that.
And
but there's more!
For $99.95, we can give you. No, but seriously,
silly,
folks.
It seems silly, and yet it's true. Beware. I mean, truly, you can look at someone, they're walking down the road, just by the way they hold themselves, the way the posture of their spine and their body, you can tell exactly what's going on. Exactly. We wear our internal states in place, and most of them are things we even know about. The ones we inherited, the ones that just were either hand-me-downs onto us, or the ones that we put on by actively trying not to wear these other clothes.
Yeah, that's true too.
So,
or my favorite, that we went shopping in the grocery store of our parents' DNA to actually pick those unresolved things to give us countless opportunities to own them for the
exactly.
last time.
You know, truly, as I said before, what is repressed must express,
must.
If not through ourselves and others.
Yeah.
And truly, we are here, in many ways, as the embodiment of that which was not able to be fully healed or dealt with throughout the lineage before.
Yeah.
Remember how I mentioned before how the spinal cord entrains to the mother in the womb? And so, in shape to that, the egg that became you was developed as your mother was in the womb of your grandmother.
That's right.
And so that is already entrained to her, and those habits and patterns go down through the family line. The neurology, the structure of the body, the consciousness, it all is formed around this. And each of us come in with another opportunity
mm-hmm.
to make some change.
Absolutely.
So that we can just keep moving forward and keep evolving.
Absolutely.
Because the way that humanity is now, doing things the way it's always done, which is what the spine and mind and defense will do. It will try to do things exactly the way it's always been done, keeping it constant and the same, because it's not safe for change to come in. That is no longer acceptable where we're at now.
Right.
Your program is 2012 evolution.
Right.
And with the amount of change happening in the world right now, with the pressure towards whether it be climate, whether it be healthcare, whether it be anything that's happening, we must adapt, or I don't know where the humans will be in a few years.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm banking on that we're shifting in a version, because in quantum physics, all versions exist.
Okay.
It's the version that our superposition, meaning where our consciousness is, the version that we're choosing of ourselves, if we're choosing the highest version of ourselves, then we're choosing the version of the construct of reality that that higher version of us will experience,
mm-hmm.
right? So with things like network spinal analysis, with the evolution frequency, with,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I can name a half a dozen others of those that are here choosing to engage these seeds of this new era that absolutely is coming in,
mm-hmm.
and all of us that are choosing to be a part of it,
mm-hmm.
I think without one doubt, I have not one doubt that the future is bright, and I'm very excited to be a part of it, and I have an inkling that you're going to be a part of it too.
Definitely. It's just that truly being able to see, it's like that we are at the crossroads.
Yeah.
Humanity, life as we know, is at the crossroads. And it doesn't require us to keep going down the same path. It requires us to become more adaptive, more resourceful, have connection to more capacity to effortlessly exchange between the people we must be to keep going higher and higher up that ladder. And having that foundation, the structure, behaviors, our perceptions of the world, having that flexibility and dynamicism to become congruent with those higher and higher energies,
yeah.
which require a higher and higher level of accountability to all those little pieces that, especially as we go up the energetic ladder, we'd like to not look at some of those little ones down there. To be able to have that dynamicism and flexibility is essential.
Absolutely it is.
And the founder of network spinal analysis, Dr. Donald Epstein,
mm-hmm.
is currently developing a new discipline, which the whole focus is, as you were saying before, about being able to just moving up that ladder and exchange between the different us's available. All of them are available in the moment, but how can we artfully and elegantly exchange between those different planes, those different personalities, those different us's.
That's right.
In ways that are congruent with our core nature,
mm-hmm.
with the essence of the fingerprint of our soul and our being in this world. How can we effortlessly exchange between those so that we can be whoever we must be, to be present with another and fully experience life as a human on the earth?
You said it right there. Being present and in the moment, it's a choice. By choice, by choice, by moment,
mm-hmm.
by moment,
yeah.
by moment.
Yeah.
And I think on that note, it's a beautiful place to thank Dr. Howe for blessing and gracing us with his presence and his beautiful knowledge. And I would love for him to give whatever information that he has so everyone listening can get a hold of him. And if you don't live in the area, I'm sure he would love to direct you to anywhere that you can get a hold of those who are certified and are more than able to facilitate this beautiful and powerful modality of healing and evolution.
Especially because there is the truth that there is choice. But when those patterns are locked in the unconscious and through the unconscious in the spine, we don't even know the choices we're making. So, with that being said, for our website is centerofTheUniverseNetworkCare.com, so you can find our practice. There is WiseWorldSeminars.com, which will connect you to the larger network organization, where you may find people around the globe who are certified in network spinal analysis and somatorespiratory integration. That's WiseWorldSeminars.com. And if you're in the greater Seattle area, we are doing a presentation called Are You Surviving or Thriving? On Monday, May 3rd, from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and Thursday, May 27th, from 7:15 to 8:30 p.m., at our practice, Center of the Universe Network Care. And so you can find our address on our website. We'd love to be able to see you and serve you.
And that's all, folks. Thank you again for tuning in to 2012 Journey to Evolution. We will see you next week, same time, same bat channel. Ta-ta!
Throughout space and time, your love has always been mine, and my love
love that.